But you have forgotten. You men have forgotten. Because Adam was alone. So God brought all these animals to him to name them. And aren't you glad that Adam didn't settle for any of the animals? Right. There was none comparable to him, so God made Eve. And when Adam saw all the animals, must be thousands of them. Saw the cow, say, "You shall be cow, moo." Right. An elephant, "You are elephant." And how did they make the sound? And he saw the woman that God brought. He said, "Woman." Of course, they don't speak English at that time. Could have been. The Anglo-Saxons were there. So, he made all the animals, and God created Adam. They had a brain function that possibly does not have the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind only started after the fall. When Adam and Eve fell, look at the book of Genesis. It tells us here in the book of Genesis, God was speaking to Adam in Genesis chapter 2. Adam naming all the animals is found in verse 20. But God gave a command in verse 17. Genesis chapter 2 verse 17. "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." In the day that you eat of it, it says in verse 17, you shall surely die. However, the Hebrew has two words there. When Adam ate it, he didn't die yet. He didn't die physically. And look over at the Young's literal translation. It should be somewhere. Start with Y. Young's literal translation. Yep, that's the one. Okay, verse 17. Young's literal translation. Young's is the same guy who came up with the Young's Concordance. So he's a Hebrew and Greek expert. And this is a true translation in the Hebrew. "And of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou dost not eat of it, for in the day of thine eating of it, dying, thou dost die." Now, this is a very old Young's literal translation, right? The slightly modern English one says, "Dying, you will die." So there are two Hebrew words for die. One is a present continuous tense. The other is a future tense. On the day that you eat it, dying, you shall die. Now, we all know that on the day Adam ate of it, he died spiritually. But he didn't die physically until about 900 over years later. But something happened to Adam when he died spiritually. Suddenly, a part of his soul and spirit got cut off and affected. His mind was darkened. And for the first time, he cannot see clearly into the spiritual realm. The spiritual realm that was visible before now became invisible. That is why they found themselves naked, because they cannot see the spiritual clothing covering them anymore. Before that, they were clothed spiritually, like spiritual garments. Suddenly, all those are gone. And they see themselves just in their bare flesh. And something happened to their mind. Not all their brain functions were suddenly available. That is why today, many, many generations after the fall of man, we only use about 5% or less of our actual brain power. Very little, but kids still do so much. Imagine you have all the 100%. In the book of Ephesians, in a general statement about people who are without the Lord, this is the condition. Tells us in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4:17-18. Ephesians 4:17-18. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened. See, their understanding is darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that's in them, because of the blindness of their heart. Now, verse 18 says, when the life is cut off, the life of God is cut off, their minds or understanding are in darkness. So, the day Adam fell into sin, the life of God, the spirit life, was cut off. Now, based on that verse, we realize that when the life of God is cut off, the darkness occurs in the understanding. Of course, many, many generations after, thousands of years later, it would be worse. But at that time, something immediately happened. Darkness occurred in the understanding. And it has been so for all those generations since Adam's time. Even during the time of Solomon, he had a little bit extra of wisdom because God enlarged his understanding. Look at how it happened to Solomon in the book of there are two sections, and we look at the one in 2 Chronicles. We may look at the one in Kings too, but let's look at the one in 2 Chronicles. And when God made him wise, in 2 Chronicles, in the second appearance that God has before Solomon, we see Solomon having a dream before God in 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Verse 12, it says here, then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. Now that was at the dedication of the temple that Solomon has made. Let's also cross-reference to 1 Kings, the book of 1 Kings, which contain another repeat of the story. And Chronicles is written from the spiritual point. Kings is written from the historical point. So you find a bit more extra history in chapter 3 of 1 Kings. In 1 Kings. In verse 5. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by the night, and God said, ask what shall I give you? And basically, to make a long story short, Solomon asked for wisdom. And so in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 11, God says, in verse 11 and 12, because you have asked this thing and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice, behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart. Now, note the word wise and understanding heart. So that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. Then in chapter 4, the wisdom that came upon him, let's look at verse 29. And God gives Solomon an exceedingly great understanding.